and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A judge set conditions for granting bail for discredited FBI informant Alex Smirnoff, who's charged with lying about Hunter Biden's business dealings as Republicans try to impeach President Biden. And it hasn't stopped.
Alarmingly, they note that his efforts to spread misinformation about a candidate of one of the two major parties in the United States continues. In fact, Special Counsel Weiss claims that Smirnoff was actively peddling new lies that could impact U.S. elections after meeting with Russian intelligence officials in November.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. Donald Trump has yet to put up the hundreds of millions of dollars needed to appeal the New York business fraud judgment against him. State Attorney General Letitia James says they're ready to start taking over Trump's properties if he doesn't. Christopher Ward died in a hospital in Lakewood, Colorado earlier this month after he was bitten by one of the two venomous Gila monsters he kept as pets. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court rejected an appeal of the admissions policy at a highly competitive magnet school in the Washington, D.C. suburbs.
Officials in Fairfax County, Virginia, determined in 2020 that Thomas Jefferson High School, recognized as one of the nation's best, had been admitting too many Asian students and not enough blacks, whites, or Hispanics. The Fourth Circuit Appeals Court held that a more racially balanced policy didn't discriminate because even though far fewer Asian Americans were admitted, they still made up a majority. The Supreme Court leaves that ruling standing.
ABC Stephen Portnoy in Washington. The most stolen books from the San Francisco Public Library shelves? Not the hottest new novels or juicy memoirs. No, they're books about substance abuse recovery. So the city introduced a proposed ordinance to distribute addiction recovery books for free at the city's 27 public libraries, including the 12-step recovery book published by Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights. But police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin in Madison must now accept all high school graduates from the state who finish in the top 5% of their class. All other state universities have to admit grads who finish in the top 10%. The new law is part of the deal to release state money in exchange for diversity program cuts. Governor Evers signed the bill into law Tuesday. Wisconsin State Senate Republicans are firing four more of Governor Evers' appointees, including former Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton. She was serving on the UW Hospitals and Clinics Board. Democratic Senator Kelda Royce.
She did nothing but serve our state well and continues to do so. And yet, this body is going to reject her because of pure partisanship.
Republicans also fired Tom Ames from the Natural Resources Board. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks are back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks headed back from their All-Star break and getting ready for their road trip to Minnesota this Friday night. They need to turn things around from that 3-7 record so far under head coach Doc Rivers. The Brooklyn Nets fired their head coach Jacques Vaughn in just the second year of a four-year contract worth nearly $20 million. Baseball Brewers manager Pat Murphy says Sal Frelick will get a look at playing second and maybe some third base during spring training. In an interview, Pat Murphy was asked, with Craig Counsell, now the manager of the Chicago Cubs, how much bigger will the rivalry be with the Brewers?
Yeah, I think it's good for baseball. I think what Counts did can be viewed in many different ways. I've been close with this guy since he was 17 years old. So, you know, we'll always be close. It doesn't matter what happens. We could fight. Counts could jump on my back during a brawl. That would be his best strategy.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars and some cloudiness across the area during the overnight. Sunrise temperatures in the lower 30s and a light southwest wind. Plenty of clouds around for your Wednesday. Highs of the afternoon topping out in the upper 50s. Mid-50s, more sunshine on Thursday. Currently 32 degrees.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed. Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
At Council.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. We're trying to get... we got Jordan. Great. Okay. On the line with us is Jordan Green. He's the investigative reporter with Ross Story. RossStory.com is the website. His Twitter handle is JordanGreenNC or at Ross Story. And Jordan, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Tom.
My pleasure. Over at the top of Raw Story right now, there are two stories. Stalked by Nazis, how extremists tried to stop me from reporting on their violence. And Raw Story reporter stalked by Nazis exposes plot by nationwide Nazi youth network. Jordan, what have you been digging into here? Tell us about this.
So, yes, this is a story about 2119, a youth Nazi network spread across the United States. And I really started looking into this when I was looking at the Telegram channels following the attack on the electrical substation in Moore County, North Carolina, in December of 2022 that made national headlines. And first saw mention of this group, 2119 is also known as Blood and Soil Crew. And they are young Nazis who are excited by industrial sabotage and mass shootings and have kind of undertaken a coordinated campaign of a kind of more low scale violence, vandalism of synagogues and harassment of LGBTQ folks. They organize on Telegram and incorporate footage of their crimes into propaganda videos and recruit and spread in that manner.
Yeah, and they you were reporting on them and they came after you.
Yes, they kind of garnered support from a broader network of neo-Nazis, older neo-Nazis, mm-hmm. Including some who were kind of unhappy about reporting that I had done on them as well. So, yes, they kind of trash-talked me on Telegram is kind of how it began. Doxing and then harassing phone calls and then eventually escalated to surveillance of my home. And a couple weekends ago, six neo-Nazis showed up outside my home and held a short flash rally, making Sieg Heil Nazi salutes and holding emergency flares.
What did your neighbors think of that?
Honestly, it was very short, about 3 minutes. Oh. And from what I'm aware, they didn't see it. I'm actually, when I get a chance today, I'm going to reach out to them and make sure.
Yeah, see if anybody's home security camera or something. Got it.
Yeah, I mean, just make sure they're okay. And I'm sorry that they had to be affected to it as well.
Yeah, I get it. So we're talking with Jordan Green, the investigator and investigative reporter with RawStory.com about tracking down this national gang of basically young Nazis. Who are these people? How did they get radicalized? How did they end up, you know, publicly proclaiming their Nazism? And what do their parents think of this?
Yeah, it's a great question. One of them has said on Telegram that he's been a committed National Socialist since he was 13 years old. And, knowing teenagers as I do, think there might be a little hyperbole or bragging there, but essentially they were radicalized on the internet, and what I it is definitely true is that they were lonely and looking for connection with others and validation, and didn't feel like they fit in. A lot of them come from pretty rural communities or small cities. Mm-hmm. And their parents, from what I can tell, tend to be more conservative end, even Trump supporters. But the parents are really dismayed that their kids are involved in this.
And have you reached out to the parents?
Yes, I spoke to the father of one of the kids, and I reached out to others. One of the other members, Aaron Allegate, has talked on Telegram about how much his parents disapprove of it.
To what extent, Jordan Green, are these young Nazis a real threat to our republic, or to public order, or however you want to define it, versus just kind of sad cases? And I realize that you can have both. I mean, Matthew Heimbach is probably the best example. I mean, he killed two people and blew the arm off a third. And yet he was almost a cartoon character. He was this pathetic, man-child. But how would you characterize them? And how is the government responding to them?
I think they do pose a very serious threat. They are kind of, they're a couple clicks more extreme than MAGA, so they have ambivalent posture on the elections, but they're looking for, they thrive off of chaos. They want to exploit chaos and bring about the collapse of the United States. So in that sense, all of the division and polarization around the 2024 election is something that they relish.
Yeah. Are they being driven by Russian social media trolls?
I think of them as like the domestic equivalent of Russian social media trolls, in that whatever they can do to exploit pre-existing divisions, they will use it to their advantage. They don't worship Trump. They see Trump as a tool for furthering division. But I think they pose a real threat. I mean, they could show up at Trump rallies or events during the election and cause chaos and instigate fights and that kind of thing.
Yeah. By the way, I misspoke. It wasn't Matthew Heimbach. It was Kyle Rittenhouse. Matthew was the young white supremacist who has been on my program years ago. But anyway.
Thank you. I didn't think that was quite correct, but I wasn't sure. So
feel free to correct me if I get something wrong. But so how seriously are these guys being taken, and is this more of a local phenomenon or a national thing? I mean, is the FBI all over this, or is it more like state police, or city police, or is nobody paying attention to them outside of reporters like yourself, Jordan?
National. I mean, the 2119 has members from California to New Hampshire. I will, in terms of law enforcement, I will say that the FBI has been monitoring groups like this for some time. I mean, they made significant arrests of Adam Waffen and the base, and those are accelerationist-type neo-Nazi groups that seek to bring down the United States government, and 2119 very much comes out of that tradition.
Right.
So...
It's a remarkable story, and I encourage people to get over to rawstory.com and check it out. Jordan, you're doing great work, you know, taking your life in your hands, and I'm impressed and very pleased that you could drop by here and share it with us, and that you're courageous enough to report this stuff in public. Good on you, Jordan. Thank you for dropping by.
Well, thanks so much. Anytime.
My pleasure. My pleasure. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Red state hopeful for a second Trump term. The Republicans are getting ready to cut Medicaid next. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It just never ends, does it? It's 15 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back. You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now, and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights, but police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights, but police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. After all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food. It's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. I mean, what's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from having a few extra pounds to being more fit, and there's a spring in their step. They look healthier. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch, so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable, so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and how healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/THOM. drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, THOM, to 511-511. 21 minutes past the hour, so the red states are getting ready. They are very, very hopeful that Donald Trump will become elected president this year, or any Republican, frankly. Nikki Haley would do. She has the same opinion of Medicaid as Donald Trump. And they're getting ready. Idaho, Missouri, South Dakota, the Republican officials have launched a substantial, they're laying the groundwork to launch a substantial overhaul of Medicaid. What they want to do is they want to say, okay, Medicaid serves basically three populations. It serves, you know, the elderly who are retired and poor. It serves the working poor. That is, if you make, you don't make enough money to qualify for Obamacare or to pay for Obamacare, but you are working, then you qualify for Medicaid. Or the people who are just plain old flat out poor and can't find a job. And there's no shortage of those people. There are large parts of America where there simply are no jobs. You know, large chunks of rural West Virginia, Tennessee, Alabama, Louisiana, you know, where there's no work. So the Republicans, you know, they don't want people getting Medicaid. They don't want, you know, this goes back to Ronald Reagan. I mean, the Republicans and David Koch running for president or vice president in 1980, they don't want their taxes raised to pay for the medical care of poor people. You know, these people are Calvinists. They believe that poor people are morally deficient, that poverty is a sign of moral deficiency that can only be remedied by forcing people to work. And so what they're trying to do is say, okay, you want Medicaid? No problem. We'll give you Medicaid, but you've got to work at least 80 hours a week, even in places where there is no work, even for people who can't find a job. The Trump administration authorized 13 states to do this in the last months of 2020, and the only state that got it off the ground was Arkansas. And they kicked 18,000 people off their Medicaid rolls for not having a job before a district court judge blocked it and said, wait a minute, this is a violation of the rules for Medicaid. There's nothing in the rules that says you have to have work. But Republicans think that they can get this to the Supreme Court. And with the six right-wing majority on the court, that they'll go along with this. The director of the Heritage Foundation Center for Health and Welfare Policy, Nina Schaefer, said that the state's moves on work requirements demonstrate continued interest in the policy. Right. She says it shows the states are being proactive. They're not just behind the scene waiting to see what happens. That's signaling to Congress and a new administration that, yes, we are still interested in pursuing this. Can we get it back on track? Yes, let's cut millions of Americans off their health care. Brilliant idea, right? They don't need health care anyway. Just let them die. They're poor people after all. Incredible. Meanwhile, down in Alabama, the Alabama Supreme Court, I mean, this is just insane. I am quoting from a Supreme Court decision where the Alabama Supreme Court just said that a fertilized egg is a person and entitled to the protections under law that you and I are entitled to. Quote, in summary, the theologically based view of the sanctity of life adopted by the people of Alabama encompasses the following. One, God made every person in his image. Two, each person therefore has value that far exceeds the ability of human beings to calculate. And three, human life cannot be wrongfully destroyed without incurring the wrath of a holy God who views the destruction of his image as an affront to himself. You getting this? This is, you know, we're citing the Bible here. The people of Alabama have declared the public policy of this state is that unborn human life is sacred. We believe that each human being from the moment of conception is made in the image of God, created by him to reflect his likeness. It's as if the people of Alabama took what was spoken of the prophet Jeremiah and applied it to every unborn person in the state, quote, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. It's a quote from Jeremiah. They go on to say all three branches are subject to a constitutional mandate to treat each unborn human life with reverence. Carving out an exception for the people in this case, small as they were, would be unacceptable to the people of this state. So, if you're 10 years old and you were raped, you're going to have a baby. If you have a fetus that is malformed that could kill you in the process of being delivered, you're going to have a baby. If your blood pressure is spiking and you're going through a terrible pregnancy, you're going to have a baby. You may die, but you're going to have a baby. They said the people of this state have required us to treat every human being in accordance with the fear of a holy God who made them in his image. For those reasons and for the reasons stated in the main opinion, I concur. This is the concurring opinion in the in this decision in Alabama that has conferred fetal personhood. Human status, fully adult functioning human status to eggs in a petri dish. In a petri dish. I'm telling you, when religion runs your country, get ready. It gets really weird really fast. And this is just the beginning. Wait until the Supreme Court gets a hold of the laws that say that you can't ship contraceptive devices through the mail. That's coming. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Good old Mr. Comstock is smiling from his grave. I'll pick up your calls right after this break. Stay with us.
Your hometown station for 1450 AM WRC, this is 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the 7.7 FM.
February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. More than half the population would still benefit from blood pressure support. Superbeats Heart Shoes are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure, and they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeats Heart Shoes. I want to be healthy. I've been using Superbeats Heart Chews for years. I take them every night. So support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. You get a free 1 month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to tomlovesbeets.com. Yep, TOM loves BEETS.com. Get this exclusive offer only at tomlovesbeets.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That, podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at tomhartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to tomhartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to tomhartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
from international trade policy to immigration policy to housing. We've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Picking up your phone calls here, Lawrence in Berkeley, California. Hey, Lawrence, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I wanted to talk about three reasons why we need to resist the Russians in Ukraine, and it relates to the guy that called about we're being in a third world war. First reason is, you know, Russia is saying that, well, we had to fight Ukraine because NATO is sneaking up on us and getting all these countries near us in NATO. Well, the truth about that is that all those countries that joined NATO when the Soviet Union dissolved could have joined some...
They could have joined the Warsaw Pact countries.
They could have joined a new Warsaw Pact, but they didn't because they were all guilty. They were all victims of Russian imperialism. I mean, the Poles were conquered by the Russians first in the 1790s, and in Lithuania and whatnot. And then, of course, Hungary was invaded, and Czechoslovakia was invaded. So they joined NATO. It was not that NATO was sneaking up on Russia. It was because they joined NATO to protect themselves from Russia.
Yep.
That's number one. Number two is that Russia is involved in creating an axis of totalitarian powers. And the clearest example of that is in Burma or in Myanmar, where 2 years ago there was, you know, the military took over and very violently. And naturally, there's a civilian revolt against the military. And guess who's supplying the helicopters to the military in Myanmar?
Was it Russia?
It's, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, when they spray villages with machine guns and bombs, that's from Russia.
Yeah. That was, by the way, that was a genocide that was ginned up on Facebook, of all places. It's the one documented social media caused or provoked or whatever, encouraged genocide in the history of the world.
Yeah. There's another reason that most people don't think about, which is the fact that the United States invaded Afghanistan and we invaded Iraq. They hadn't done nearly as much as the Russians have in invading an independent country. But we haven't sent soldiers there. Why not?
To Ukraine.
Because the Russians, either to Ukraine or the Russians, were keeping our soldiers out of there, and Biden is being real cautious.
Mm-hmm.
It's because the Russians have atomic weapons.
Yep.
And so the consequence of allowing Russia to take over a part or all of Ukraine, or maybe make it into a puppet state again, is that countries all over the world will say, my God, the Russians were able to take over a country and do whatever they wanted because they had atomic weapons. We should get them, too.
Yep.
And, you know, this will mean that very quickly the world will become totally unstable. So
I think we're on the verge of that right now, Lawrence.
Yeah, we have got to resist the Russians for at least those three reasons.
Yeah.
And the Republicans, the Putinites, are being truly traitors to the United States and to the entire world.
Yep. And to the this notion of democracy, yeah, absolutely. They are pledging fealty to dictatorship. Basically, it's the form of government that they want, that they are most comfortable with. These are authoritarians. They want Big Daddy to take charge of everything and tell them, don't worry, you'll be safe. Just do what I tell you. And it's really rather pathetic what the Republican snowflakes have done and where they're going with all this. But, you know, that's their thing. Lawrence, thank you. Thank you for the call. A very, very, very cogent analysis. Tim in Aloha, Oregon. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind today? Tim, I can't hear you.
Tim, going once, going twice. I just couldn't hear you, Tim. I'm sorry. Pat in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Pat, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I just found out that they're having primaries in Georgia. Is that widely known? Because I'm trying to figure this out. I live here.
Isn't Georgia part of Super Tuesday? I don't know, honestly. No. I thought that Georgia was part of Super Tuesday.
Well, nobody here seems to know that we're having primaries. This is early voting. This is early voting right
now.
But I reached out to several people, and they don't know.
Interesting.
That this is going on. I just found that very weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, primaries never, you know, they rarely get the kind of attention that a general election does. But, you know, I'm sorry I can't tell you, Pat, but I know, you know, this Saturday, of course, is South Carolina. That's going to be a big deal. It's just the Republican primary. And it may be the thing that knocks Nikki Haley out, or it may be the thing that knocks or that weakens Donald Trump. I mean, we'll have to wait and see. I'm not trusting polls anymore. I mean, the polls have been so wrong for the last 3 or 4 years. They're not picking something up, and I don't know what it is that they're not picking up, but probably women. But the pollsters are not picking up what's going on here. So, but Pat, I don't have an instant answer for you. But you know, if you can figure it out, call us back and let us know, okay? Because you got to be curious now.
Okay, I love your show.
Thank you, Pat.
Okay.
Thank you so much for the call.
Bye.
Jerry in Greenfield, Massachusetts. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind today?
Thank you, Tom. I want to talk about Ukraine.
Yeah.
There's a word we need to use. It's called patriotism. We are the United States. We fight murderous dictators, and we win.
So far, until Moscow Mike came along.
Well, you know, I think it's time we took the streets with American flags and said, we're not going to put up with this. You know, this is not who we are.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And my mother was a lieutenant in the WAC in World War II. She's turning over in her grave right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. My dad volunteered for World War II, and I'm sure he's feeling the same way, and he was a Republican.
Yeah. Yeah. This isn't a Republican or Democratic issue. This is the United States of America. Yep. This is who we are.
Yep.
That's what this is about.
Amen. Very well said, Jerry. Thank you very much. Skip in Morris County, New Jersey. Hey, Skip, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Let me take you off speaker. Hey, just real quick, I wanted to throw something out there and get your opinion on it. But first, just let you know, 6 months ago, I moved from a red state to a blue state. Couldn't be happier. And as of December, I am now on real Medicare.
Oh, good. That's good on you, Skip. So what'd you call about?
Jack Smith's criminal immunity trial.
Mm-hmm.
Could he bring, just a strategy here, could he bring SEAL Team 6 into the gallery?
For the Supreme Court arguments, or you mean for the actual trial when it happens? That's interesting.
Well, for the arguments or the trial.
Yeah, SEAL Team 6. Okay, Supreme Court, SEAL Team 6 is sitting up there, and if Joe Biden wants them to shoot you, all you have to do is decide that presidents have complete immunity, absolute and total immunity, to quote Trump. Yeah, it's a bizarre idea.
The reason I rewatched The Godfather, and there's a iconic scene with Michael in front of Congress, and the great line, it was between the brothers, Kay.
Right.
So sometimes you never know. But I don't even know if that's possible.
Yeah, I'm surprised, frankly, that Joe Biden hasn't made more jokes about it. You know but I guess you don't joke about, you know, killing your political opponents. But Trump is actually arguing that Joe Biden should be able to assassinate Donald Trump. It's weird.
He opened the argument, so I don't see why we couldn't respond.
I know.
It wouldn't have to be anything other than just. Who's that sitting in the gallery back there?
Exactly.
They'd have to notice.
Yeah, but it's just totally weird. Skip, thanks for the call. That's and congratulations on Medicare in a blue state. There you go. Thank you. John in Niles, Michigan. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, God bless you, Tom. You do great work.
Thank you.
You know, the Alabama Supreme Court has banned in vitro fertilization, but yet the military assault weapons, that's okay. And red states trying to get rid of Medicaid.
Refusing to give people health care. Yeah. Just let them die.
Right, right. Yeah.
Just let them die. We got to save those fetuses. We got to save those little eggs in that petri dish. Oh my God, we got to save them. But you know, So our kids are getting slaughtered in our schools. No big deal. The NRA gives us money to, you know.
Hey, but kindergartners, well, that they're fair game.
Exactly.
Anyway,
they're already born.
Trump wants a sculpture of him out in South Dakota. You know. Mm-hmm. I can't think of the name of it right now.
Yeah,
but
Mount Rushmore.
I think that the Mount Rushmore. But I think that the Rapid City, South Dakota, all ought to pump their wastewater to Trump and have all this toxic, foul wastewater coming out of his mouth. And maybe they could do a cartoon on that by The Simpsons. But I would just love. That's so.
Well, he produces enough hot air that it should be an energy source. But I get what you're saying, Niall. John, thanks a lot for the call. Thanks for listening to us there in Niles, Michigan. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls here as we roll into the final 15 minutes of today's program. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the rest of us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
News from choice the center, for news, WRCE talk, and sports. 1450 AM and 107.7 WRCE, FM.
Richland County's choice for news,
and 107.7 FM.
You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left 5-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com. Promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A judge set conditions for granting bail for discredited FBI informant Alex Smirnoff, who's charged with lying about Hunter Biden's business dealings as Republicans try to impeach President Biden. And it hasn't stopped.
Alarmingly, they note that his efforts to spread misinformation about a candidate of one of the two major parties in the United States continues. In fact, Special Counsel Weiss claims that Smirnoff was actively peddling new lies that could impact U.S. elections after meeting with Russian intelligence officials in November.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. Donald Trump has yet to put up the hundreds of millions of dollars needed to appeal the New York business fraud judgment against him. State Attorney General Letitia James says they're ready to start taking over Trump's properties if he doesn't. Christopher Ward died in a hospital in Lakewood, Colorado earlier this month after he was bitten by one of the two venomous Gila monsters he kept as pets. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are trying again to cut state income taxes by $2 billion. The state Senate passed a package yesterday that lowers taxes on people earning as much as $150,000 a year. Retirees would pay no state income taxes. Governor Evers vetoed two Republican tax cuts last year. Supporters of Wisconsin's new legislative map say they'll make elections this year more competitive, Beloit Democratic Senator Mark Spreitzer.
These are fair maps. If Republicans win a statewide election, they're going to win a majority in the legislature. If Democrats win a statewide election, we've got a shot at a majority. That's a shot we haven't had for more than a decade.
Once in office, Governor Evers says lawmakers on both sides will be incentivized to find middle ground. Evers signed new district boundaries into law Monday, a step that effectively ends a lawsuit before the state Supreme Court. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars and some cloudiness across the area during the overnight. Sunrise temperatures in the lower 30s and a light southwest wind. Plenty of clouds around for your Wednesday. Highs of the afternoon topping out in the upper 50s. Mid-50s, more sunshine on Thursday. Currently 32 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
Probably a moot point, but the way they wrote this decision, clearly putting theology as their reason for making the decision, seems like it's worth trying an appeal.
I agree. I absolutely agree. I don't think it's going to happen, but I completely agree with you. Bruce, thank you.
And I agree completely with your assessment of the current Supreme Court. So
anything is possible with these guys. They are completely ahistoric. They have no respect for tradition. They have no respect for the values of the founding generation. They are just going to do whatever Leonard Leo and the other billionaires who run the right wing in America now are telling them to do. Bruce, thank you. Thank you. Well said. Beth in Novi, Michigan. Hey, Beth, what's up?
Oh, hi there. Statement. I was thinking, you know, about how they said that these frozen embryos have the right of unborn children. I'm thinking, okay, so say there's a divorce, can the mother then sue the father for child care, you know?
Presumably.
I mean, or say a woman is 4 weeks pregnant, she slips, falls down the stairs at a building, and she miscarries. Will the owner of that building be charged with murder?
Or negligent homicide? Yeah, yeah, you're opening a Pandora's box here. You're absolutely right. It's a huge Pandora's box, and it could be a real mess. And it's one of the reasons why, you know, every time fetal personhood has been proposed, it's ultimately been shot down. But here now you have it being imposed on a state by that state's Supreme Court. There was one dissenter, by the way, who pointed out that nothing in the U.S. Constitution, or for that matter, the Alabama Constitution, says that religious law is what we follow. But he was the lone dissenter on the court. It's incredible. Beth, thank you for the call.
This is scary.
Yeah, it is.
Okay,
something weird is going on in Alabama. Thank you. Tommy, speaking of Alabama, Tommy in Oxford, Alabama. Hey, Tommy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I think I missed it. What did they pass? Some new stupid law around
here? Your Supreme Court just said that a fertilized egg in a petri dish is a human being, and if you drop it on the floor and it dies, you can be charged with murder.
Yeah, it's our Supreme Court here is so screwed up.
They're nuts.
I will comment on Donald Trump. I worked in the Barrier Islands and stuff in Jersey back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. When he did his first bankruptcy. And a lot of the people that I worked with out there all got screwed because they never got paid, you know. And
well, Trump is famous for that.
I went from that to driving limousine in and out of the city for a pretty well-known company out there. And people like the Rockefellers and Billy Gates and all them, he was just a joke, basically. Rockefellers held a fund of $10 billion that they did a philanthropy out of. I met Florence mm-hmm. and Miss Mary, you know, driving them for donating $10 to the...
Right. So the rich people in the New York area, basically, they knew Trump's number from the get-go.
Oh, yeah, from 30 years ago.
Yeah.
But the main reason I call is I'm a veterans advocate, and I'm over a nonprofit that runs a site that doesn't cost anybody anything to go to. And
which is
some of the VA stuff that's going on would be a real good show to do something. Okay. I just want to throw that at you.
What's your site, Tommy?
HADIT, hadit.com, like you've had it with them. The lady that founded it did it 26 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And 34 million people from 2005 to present has come to this site to get their answers. We have a membership.
Did you say it's hadit.com, H-A-D-I-T?
Yeah. Exactly.
Hadit.com. It's interesting.
Go out and check it out, Tom. I'm not a first-time caller, so I'll get off here. Maybe somebody else can get in before you close the show.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Tommy. Good to hear from you. James in Clear Lake Oaks, California. Hey, James, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I was listening to your conversation earlier about how the media has made black and gay people more acceptable in this society. I didn't hear anybody mention school integration, which I think was a very big force in that.
If it had really happened, James, I would agree with you, but schools are more segregated now than they were in 64.
That's true, but my kids went to unsegregated schools, integrated
mm-hmm.
schools,
mm-hmm.
and they came out with a lot different attitude than I did when I went to school.
Yeah, I'm all in favor of integrating our schools. It's just that, you know, as we self-segregate our neighborhoods, it gets harder and harder to do without busing, which, you know, kind of got a bad reputation in the 90s or the 80s.
Yeah, that was
whatever it was.
Did that, but... Right, but
that was the original culture war.
That has a profound effect on a whole lot of kids who went through that,
mm-hmm.
And so they grew up with different attitudes than their parents.
Yep. It's like that study with the white and black rats, where they essentially segregated themselves from each other until they raised them together, and then once they raised them together, the rats didn't see any difference between them. It was just, hey, we're all rats here. James, thank you. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Stay safe. Be good to yourself and the people around you.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. You use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text easy to 5'11", 5'11". These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories, will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights, but police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.